Hello and welcome to the thinkpolitics.co.uk audio boo. We're in Manchester for the Labour Party conference, and early today I was in the auditorium for Ed Miliband's speech as leader of the Labour Party. My reaction to the speech, it was pretty good. Not the best speech that I've ever heard, but certainly not the worst. And I think it did just enough to calm the nerves of some of the delegates who didn't vote for him, who were a little bit nervous as to the direction that Ed Miliband was going to take the party in. It's early days, but he did lay out his stall. I suppose a criticism would be that he didn't go into very much policy detail. It was pretty light on substance, but that's to be expected given he's only had a few days to write this speech. So, all in all, not a bad effort. Obviously, there was the big section of the speech in terms of coverage has been on the Iraq war, Ed Miliband skirting dangerously close to apologising for the Iraq war, and obviously provoking quite a reaction from some former members of the shadow cabinet who kind of sat stony-faced throughout that section. And his brother and Harriet Harman, as has again been widely reported, had an interesting exchange. But I think that's going to be a 24-hour news story. I really think tomorrow it's going to be overshadowed with David Miliband's announcement on his decision as to whether or not to run for the shadow cabinet. My opinion is that he won't run. Looking at him, he gives off the impression that he's a deeply disappointed man, and why wouldn't he be? I think he went into this leadership election thinking that he was going to win it, thinking that probably he was going to walk it. It must be a tough pill to swallow that your younger brother, first of all running against you and then beating you to a job that you probably thought was yours and probably thought you were entitled to. Something else I was thinking on today, and this probably has an impact on his decision too, is that not so long ago, Ed Miliband was one of the principals behind dissuading David Miliband not to run against Gordon Brown, and he did that not once but twice. So to do that and then to run against your brother anyway must be cause for some tension between the pair. So I suspect David Miliband's thoughts are that if he did run for the shadow cabinet, the relationship between David and Ed would be front and centre constantly and would distract from the work of getting back to government. So my thoughts are that he won't run, and we won't know that until tomorrow, but we'll see. If I was a betting man, I'd put some money on it. Anyway, tomorrow we're going to watch Ed Balls and Andy Burnham in the auditorium, so I'll probably report back on that. And in the meantime, check out www.thinkpolitics.co.uk. Thanks very much for listening. Bye.